Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting second. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fourth. The catcher, Elston Howard. Batting 5th. The left fielder, Norm Seaborn. Batting 6th. The second baseman, Gil McDougald. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Tony Kubek. Batting 8th. The first baseman, Marv Throneberry. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Duke Moss. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Duke Moss. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting 8th. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Dave Sisler. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dave Sisler. And now, play ball. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen. Bauer reaches second base with a double. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle takes first base on ball 4. Bauer moves to third. Carey moves to second. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it, throws to second for 1. And over to first, double play. Bauer scores. Carey moves to third. 2 outs. It's 1-0, Yankees. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carey scores. It's 2-0, Yankees. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald hits a line drive into right field. Jensen picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Jensen. Seaborn moves to third. McDougald moves to second. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sisler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Seaborn scores. McDougald moves to third. It's 3-0, Yankees. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forknealy's fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bauer. Williams reaches second base with a double. Runnels moves to third. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. Runnels scores. 2 outs. It's 3-1, Yankees. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Duke Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bauer hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a pop-up towards first. Thornberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mantle hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Seaburn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Forknealis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forknealis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-1 in the game. Button hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Mantle picks up the ball and throws it away. That's a triple and an error on Mantle. Button moves all the way to home. It's 3-2, Yankees. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Runnels moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McDougald hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kubek hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Kubek reaches second base with a double. McDougald moves to third. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornberry hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ina Slaughter pinch hits for Duke Moss. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Slaughter reaches second base with a double. McDougald scores. Kubek scores. It's 5-2, Yankees. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bauer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall, who is chasing the ball. Bauer reaches third base with a triple. Slaughter scores. It's 6-2, Yankees. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Carey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bauer scores. It's 7-2, Yankees. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mantle is called out on strikes. Two outs. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Cuck's now pitching. Ina Slaughter now playing left field. Norm Seaburn now playing center field. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into left field. Slaughter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Bud Byerly now pitching. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. McDougald hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kubek hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Kubek reaches second base with a double. Seaburn moves to third. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with Runnels covering, for the out. Seaburn scores. Kubek moves to third. Two outs. It's 8-2, Yankees. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Slaughter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bud Byerly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byerly is called out on strikes. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Button hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quebec scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Cux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cux hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cux for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a pop-up into left field, out of the reach of Slaughter. Williams reaches second base with a double. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McDougald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quebec fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-3 in the game. Howard strikes out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. McDougald hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Keogh pinch hits for Sammy White. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh strikes out. Two outs. Lou Berberet pinch hits for Bud Byerly. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet takes first base on ball 4. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Button hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berberet moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Leo Kiely now pitching. Lou Berberet now catching. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Kubek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Thronberry takes first base on ball 4. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Slaughter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thronberry moves to second. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Bauer hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Williams hits a pop-up towards third. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cux fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Cux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cux is 0-for-1 in the game. Cux hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen. Cux reaches second base with a double. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-4 in the game. Howard strikes out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-3 in the game. Gurnett hits a fly ball into center field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-3 in the game. Hirsel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Stevens pinch hits for Leo Keeley. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a pop-up towards short. Kubek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Berberet hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Slaughter. Berberet reaches second base with a double. Hirsel moves to third. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Button hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.